Egypt, where that country is witnessing another day of violence. Clashes have broken out between security forces and pro-mercy protesters in the capital, Cairo, and the country's second largest city, Alexandria. Security forces attacked student protesters on the campus of Al-Azhar University in Cairo. Reports from Egypt say several other universities in the capital have also become the scene of violent clashes between security forces and student protesters. Clashes have also been reported from two areas in Alexandria as people demanded an end to the military's rule and the reinstatement of the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi. Several people were detained as police tried to disperse demonstrators. On Tuesday, security forces clashed with students on two university campuses in Cairo and the Asyut Governorate. The health ministry has confirmed that 36 people were injured in the violence there. Egyptian universities have recently witnessed mass student rallies in support of the toppled leader. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Karim Gwanadin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, give us the latest on all this violence that has been happening, especially on university campuses.
Yes, situation continues to be tense and escalating in universities across the country, and especially Al-Azhar University in Cairo. University has been a scene of continuous protests and clashes that have been flaring between the student protesters and the security forces, who are brutally cracking down on the students and using extensive rounds of tear gas. And also, in some incidents, eyewitnesses have confirmed the use of rubber pellets by the security forces against the student protesters. And many say the situation, it continues, is threatening the entire educational process in the country, and also that the administration of the Egyptian universities have to respond to the demands of the students that are calling for retribution for all those who were killed on the hands of the security forces. And it is worthy of note that the Cairo University administration itself has formally accused the Central Security Forces and the Ministry of Interior of using excessive force against the students, and the situation is escalating, and there's also calls for protests, for more protests tomorrow outside the Cairo University, and also Al-Azhar University to stand in solidarity, or to express solidarity with these student protesters that have been continuously demonstrating since the start of the academic year here in Egypt back in September. Yes, Wafar.
Right. So, Karim, how are all these universities, authorities feeling about this crackdown on their campuses?
Well, there's mixed reactions. Some regarding Al-Azhar, for instance, the Wafati authorities are in support of what the Ministry of Interior is doing, and at instances they have even called for the Ministry of Interior to intervene and storm these premises of Al-Azhar. But on the other hand, the other officials from other universities, like the deans of some faculties in Cairo University, had submitted their resignation. Some faculty members have submitted their resignation over the way that the university administration is dealing with the students and with the continuing protests. But the general sentiment, or the prevailing sentiment, Wahal, is against the use of brutal force by the Ministry of Interior against students, and that many are recommending rather a solution to the escalating crisis, and that a group of students would sit with the Ministry of and the representatives of the Ministry of Education and the faculty members for the universities to bring an end to the unrest and the continuous protests, and also that as many are calling retribution for those who were killed, as the prosecution has not made any, despite looking for examining the forensic reports, but they have not condemned the Ministry of Interior, and no one has been held responsible so far in regards to the death.
Okay, Karim, I'll have to stop you there, but of course we do appreciate that. That was Karim Gowanadine speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital.